When the conservative evangelical-style Adventure Church sought to buy Fresno's iconic Tower Theater several months ago, it sparked a struggle over zoning and spawned a major culture clash over how the church would impact nearby businesses and the neighborhood's atmosphere. Jaguar Bennett is an actor and comedian who has performed in Fresno for 25 years. He's now a strong voice in opposing the sale of the Tower Theater and the zoning change that it would require.
The Tower Theater plays a very special role, not just in the culture here, but the economy. As a working theater, the Tower Theater brings in performers from all around the world. It is a venue for local performers as well. It constantly draws in a wide, diverse audience from throughout Central California who come to the Tower Theater to see shows. They patronize our bars and restaurants. They come shop in our stores. This is really essential to the economy, and this is why the zoning of this community was designed for this purpose.
The Tower Theater is a beautifully maintained and stylish Art Deco movie palace built in 1939 during the golden age of movies. It's become so iconic that its name is conferred on the surrounding business and residential district. Jaguar Bennett has lived there for 15 years.
The Tower District is our little patch of Bohemia here. It is our neighborhood that corresponds to the Castro, to Telegraph Avenue. It is our all-purpose Bohemian neighborhood. This is the arts neighborhood. This is the gay neighborhood. This is the come and do whatever you like neighborhood. It's the arts and nightlife district. This is the one part of Fresno that is very eclectic, very diverse, very walkable, and dedicated to a certain kind of lifestyle of acceptance, affirmation, diversity, and fun.
The Tower District is a specially designated neighborhood with a specific plan crafted 30 years ago to preserve the character of the area. So news of the Tower Theater sale has been greeted with distress by business owners such as Sally Opafomoulos, who owns a yarn shop.
A business owner in the Tower District, and if this theater gets rezoned as a church, it's going to be detrimental to all businesses, particularly businesses that sell alcohol, because it'll change the zoning, and if any businesses that are within 1,000 feet will not be able to sell their liquor licenses, and new businesses won't be able to open that sell liquor.
For Jaguar Bennett, that could pose a long-term threat, not just for the Tower District shops, art galleries, nightclubs, and performance spaces, but also for all the people citywide that enjoy those venues.
Even if, let's say, the church is totally sincere, that they do not wish to challenge the liquor licenses of established businesses, it doesn't matter. The Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control can make its own determinations of whether an alcoholic license is too close to a church. Any member of the public can challenge a license to sell alcohol. So even if the church wants to offer every guarantee in the world, they cannot guarantee what will happen in the future.
Opponents of the Tower Theater sale have been demonstrating there for 12 Sundays in a row. They say religious freedom is not the issue. There are 28 churches within 2 miles of the Tower Theater. That includes the very same Adventure Church, just a half mile away. A recent Sunday saw a group of religious leaders come to sermonize against the sale. Many view this as an invasion by an institution that does not respect the values embodied by people who cherish the Tower District culture. Bennett says, from what he's heard, Adventure Church is not gay-affirming, and there have been reports of gay people being harassed by church members. At counter-demonstrations, Adventure Church supporters include local Proud Boys, the domestic violent extremist group. Recently, there were 2 men present wearing Proud Boys t-shirts and caps. Shop owner Sally Opafomoulos is there to maintain peace.
They just say really nasty things to us and try to instigate fights. And we try to keep our people calm because the Proud Boys are very good instigators.
The Tower Theater dispute has brought together large and diverse gatherings of caring people from all over the city. Bennett says they will continue to fight the Tower District rezone. The Tower Theater and district businesses generate millions of dollars for the local economy. Fresno boosters use it to show off the city's vibrancy and culture. The question to be answered by local officials is whether they want to hold on to all that. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.